dry dock 1,000 feet long, designed to repair ships as big as the first Queen Mary. It was part of Lithgow, the shipbuilding from the lower reaches at one time. And beyond that is great, formed in the 1880s by building this river wall from Inchgreen here as far as Garville Point. The vessels that use the Great Harbour belong to Serco Denham. They provide support services to the Royal Navy. And behind that we have the James Port with the sugar sheds, the largest surviving cast iron and brick industrial building, to attract the interest of the Prince of Wales. And there's a marina now being developed in the dock.